This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Robert Martin, R-O-B-E-R-T-M-A-R-T-I-N, date of birth 11-26-1972, date of appointment October 17, 2023, requesting physician Bettina Cortins, FNP, Bettina Cortins, FNP. Dear Bettina Cortins, I have the pleasure of seeing Robert Martin today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 50-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who came to my office with his father and sister. His mother and older brother had Huntington disease and Bode disease. He is having a problem in eating. He can eat only pureed food, having movements of the hands and legs. He has a mood swings, trouble sleeping. He falls easily, difficulty walking. He lives alone, but he can take shower himself. He cannot cook. He eats fidgety. He lost a lot of weight. He does not have any breathing issue, cannot chew, memories, fear. This is going on for the last 5 years, never seen by a neurologist. Past medical history. Difficulty swallowing. Past surgical history. History of removal of the testes. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Medication, none. Social history, smoke 15 cigarettes per day, does not drink alcohol. He is single, lives alone, have 2 children. Family history, mother with Huntington disease, deceased at age 72. Father 87 year old, alive. 2 sisters. 1 brother deceased due to Huntington. Review of the system. I personally review the journal. Skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having confusion, weakness, trouble walking, joint pain. Physical examination. Blood pressure 140 over 90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart SNS2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, pulse on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, but disoriented, does not know the day, date, month. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drip, there is rigidity present, coriform movement of the upper and lower extremities present. motor system examination, strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses or flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 50-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, Huntington disease. Number two, chorea. Number three, memory problem. Number four, sleep problem. Number five, difficulty walking. Number six, difficulty swallowing. Next paragraph. Patient, father and sister does not want any genetic testing, which is CAG repeat. Patient has a proven history of, patient has a proven history, family history of Huntington disease. So clinically he has a Huntington disease. At this time I would like to order the blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, citrate, ANA, rheumatoid factor, double standard DNA, antiphospholipid antibodies, and ceruloplasmin level. I would like to start clonazepam 0.5 milligram 1 PO daily at night. I will increase the dose if necessary. Patient might need valbenazine or tetrabenazine or deutrabenazine. Maybe in the future I will try valproic acid and reserpine. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.